Dylan Quinn, you're kind of director and choreographer of a piece called The Fifth Province, which your dance theatre group are kind of putting on. What's before we talk about the dance end, what's the background to the work's title, The Fifth Province?
The Fifth Province is it's a mythological term, an old Irish mythological term, which was based around the idea of there being five provinces in Ireland. And it's not clear as to whether there ever was a place referred to as the Fifth Province, or whether it was a concept that was explored at the time. And it was a place, although has been located at the Hill of Tara, that the kings would have come together, and at times of dispute or disagreement, weapons were left outside of this place, this Fifth Province, and they would come in and resolve any issues or conflict that were existing between them all. And the idea, with my understanding from it, is the idea that when in that place, you weren't controlled by the identities and the status that you had outside of it. It was, you were there to resolve conflicts.
So you kind of left your baggage at the door, and then
you kind of left your baggage at the door, and all the I suppose the not the responsibilities, but all the materials that came with that. And it was then taken up. I mean, it existed for quite a period of time and was used in counselling circles quite a lot. And then it was taken up by two philosophers in the 1670s for the periodical or the journal, the Crane Bag, Richard Kearney and Hederman. It was kind of the central line that ran through the Crane Bag, and exploring cultural identity, political identity, and social issues in Ireland at the time. And it was looking at the northern issues, was referred to in the journal, and that was used to explore the Fifth Province. So there was kind of used as a central idea, conceptual idea, I suppose, to explore issues of the time. And I found that very interesting. I thought it was an interesting thing for us to explore, particularly in the Northern Ireland context, where it's, you know, I think there are issues about the way we hold identity and the way that the monolithic ideas of identity that exist in Northern Ireland are controlled in large part by organisations, by political parties, and people don't hold on to them in the same way. I think people, you're identified by who you're not as much as who you are, and as a result of that, you don't really get to loosen up who you are and understand and explore that in the way that I think we should.
Okay, and then Mary Robinson, when she was, her inaugural speech when she became president in December 1990. I mean, she kind of raised it and kind of used it as a device. She called it, I think I kind of found it earlier, it was like a place that is open to the other, that swinging door which allows us to venture out and others to venture in. So that's some kind of sense of a place to come and meet and be, and from diaspora to those who are in conflict on the island to actually do things. As part of kind of getting ready for this, you've talked to groups, and actually you just haven't been kind of exercising with leg warmers. This has been also kind of talking to communities and talking to others to kind of get used to the idea.
Yes, we established a partnership with Community Dialogue, a Belfast-based organisation that do exactly as the name says, and tin Community Dialogue work. So they work with communities from across the North, and people who have lived and are living in issues of conflict in a variety of different circumstances. And we established a number of different discussion opportunities and kind of debates or roundtable discussions about the idea of identity. And we did a number of different ones in a few different places. And then we did a residential course up in Armilla with some great participants there sharing their experiences and also their thinking on this idea of the Fifth Province and cultural identity or identity in Northern Ireland. Mary Robinson, just going back to that, what she says I find very interesting as well, because she talked about it being the bit inside ourselves which is open to the other. And by other, I don't think that necessarily means other people. I think that means the other ideas.
Okay.
And you know, that it's the other ideas that exist out there, and other ideas in the way that we explore this subject matter through dance. So it's not just about being open to the other, another person, but it's about being open to other ideas and other ways of exploring things and other concepts that exist out there, and not saying that actually there's one way of doing this and one way of exploring this.
So how does that translate? What we've been talking about has been very wordy and even kind of community dialogue and so on. How does that then translate into the kind of movement and emotion I imagine dance is about?
Well, I think it translates in the sense that one, that there are other ways of exploring things. That we don't, if we have issues and concerns and questions and troubling whatever about particular subjects, it doesn't mean that we always have to explore it through dialogue in a verbal sense. There are other ways of doing that dialogue, you know, whether that be a physical sense or music or whatever. And it's not that you sit down and suddenly you watch a dance piece and it solves your conflict, your internal conflict, but possibly it helps raise some thoughts or experiences or emotions that allow you to connect with something else. And then you can go on to discuss it. I think it's about having a whole plethora of ways to explore and investigate subjects and issues and concepts, rather than saying, actually, we sit down around a table and we talk about this and that's the only way it's explored. Or I stand at the top of a classroom and I tell you exactly how it is. No, actually, there's lots of different ways that people experience the world. And, you know, some people are kinesthetic learners, some are audio learners. So we experience the world in various different ways. And by doing it in a dance piece, we're demonstrating that very fact, that you can take a conceptual idea, and a fairly complex conceptual idea, and you can explore it through movement and through music and through visual art. I mean, we have a visual artist working on this. We have a costume designer working on it, a fashion designer, and we have a composer working on this. So it's working as a group to put together this subject. And I suppose in the performance, I hope what happens, well, people will come and watch and they'll experience something internally, emotionally, as a response of watching it. So it's not that they will come away and go, oh, I understand what the Fifth Province is and I can resolve all of this. But they may come away going, actually, I experienced something there that I wouldn't experience in another setting, and it brought me somewhere else. It put me somewhere other, and put me somewhere that felt good because of that other, or felt challenging, or felt enlightening. But that space of other is what's important, and not sitting in the one place going, this is what it is, this is how the world is experienced, and this is what's right. Actually, there's a variety of different ways of experiencing it, and there is no one right, there is no one truth, there are many truths, and many different ways of doing things.
Okay, 2 weeks into the new year, and my life appears to have lots of new things in it at the moment that I normally don't go near. So dance, I think Strictly Come Dancing is probably about as far as I've got, apparently. My daughter tells me there's ballroom and Latin. She tells me there's dad dancing as well, and possibly there's Irish and Scottish. But I mean, you're a contemporary dance troupe, contemporary dance company. What kind of makes a contemporary? What, if I was to be brave enough to go along to one of the nights, what would I see?
I think if you were to come along to the performance, what you'd see is, I hope what you'd see is a conceptual idea explored through movement that touches you in an emotional way, because hopefully by seeing and experiencing other people moving, you feel that internally, even if you don't, and by watching it, you feel that, and you enjoy watching what is happening in front of you. That I suppose it's difficult. I mean, it's very difficult to explain what contemporary dance is. One of my teachers years ago in college used to explain it as a kind of an improvisational jazz musician, dance, but that it goes anywhere and can start anywhere and go anywhere.
And not necessarily the same every night. So slight variations.
Same every night. Yeah, I mean, our piece will generally be more or less because it'll be choreographed. But yes, there'll be variations in it and variations because of the emotional content of it as well. But it's yeah, I mean, I think that's, you know, possibly an explanation. That it's just that the movement and the shapes and the qualities and the dynamics of it vary greatly, maybe compared to your traditional sense of what dance is. It isn't quite as set in terms of its form. It allows you to explore and move in different ways.
And no words.
And for us, no words. I mean, sometimes we use words. In fact, I've just been having a conversation before I got talking to you about a piece that one of the dancers has recently been seeing. There was a lot of text in it, and we were just talking about that. So, so sometimes dance performances do have text in it, and we have used it as well. But in this one, I choose not to.
For a blogger, this is unimaginable that we could possibly do something without words. But the Fifth Province, you're premiering it in the MAC in Belfast.
We are.
Towards the end of January.
Yes, the 30th and 31st of January, and then it comes to the Ardoin and Enniskillen on the 7th of February.
Comes back home, and people would be, you'll be delighted to see folk along for the first time or for repeat visitors.
We would be very delighted. I mean, dance is a hard sell anywhere, mm-hmm. particularly here, and I think, you know, hopefully we're starting to change that a little bit by regularly making work and trying to regularly present work.
Yeah, there's been a bit more, I mean, the Belfast Festival's been kind of getting regular, putting kind of two or three items into the programme every year. That seems to have been kind of building a bit of an audience for that kind, though I guess dance is a wide genre.
It does, yeah. I mean, we have some great companies. We have Maiden Voyage in Belfast, Dance Resource Base there, who are kind of the networking agency for dance, who are trying to promote dance out there. You know, there are a number of different companies, and Pony Dance who do work in the MAC as well. So there's, you know, a whole variety and some great freelance dance artists who are out there starting to make work. So, you know, the scene is growing and developing. It's a little bit further down the road than it was when I came back, and hopefully we'll continue on down a good positive road as well.
Okay, so the Fifth Province, the Mac on the Friday the 30th and Saturday the 31st, and then down at Ardoan in that lovely theatre on Saturday the 7th. Dylan Quinn, all the best for that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Alan.